Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Buckle up, folks. Pull your seatbelts tight. We have one of the forces of nature joining us right now, Gerald Celente, original founding member of our Brain Trust, director, founder of the Trends Research Institute, author of Trends 2000, which is now a book of prophecy. Gerald is his weekly publications, the Trends Journal, is the stuff of legend, and we're so fortunate to have had him hanging out with us all these years. Gerald, welcome back.
Great being on with you. Thank you.
It's good to have you back, as always. So, Gerald, I've been talking about the Black Swan event a little bit. I wrote an article about it about 3 weeks ago. And I pointed out in the article that is it really a black swan if we could imagine that it could happen? And we knew 100 years ago we had the Spanish influenza, which basically decimated, you know, tens of millions of people, or maybe hundreds of millions around the world. So we can imagine the coronavirus. It's not something new, but the impact that this happening could be black swan. But my question to you is, how much of what's going on is real, and how much of it is over exuberance by the media? What do you think?
Well, again, it's all in our Trends Journal, and you mentioned the flu, the Spanish flu, 1918, yeah. Right?
Mm-hmm. 1718.
Or what happened before 1918?
Well, the World War One.
How about World War One?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How about the people? How about people starving, slaughtered, gassed? All the chemicals. You think that killed them? You think that started the flu? Mm-hmm. There's no comparison now. Read it. Go to our website, trendsresearch.com. Look at the cover. COVID-19, prostitutes, puppet masters, peddling hysteria.
Yeah.
Who's hysteria. There are 100,000 cases in what cases? How many people died? 29 people died in America.
Yeah.
29
right.
people. I'm not really good at math. Out of 327 million?
Across the world. Across
people?
The world right
18,
now.
18,000 Please,
don't
interrupt.
4,000 deaths across the world.
18,000 people. Let me finish. 18,000 people in America have already died of the flu.
That's right.
This year.
That's right. So what do you think?
Hysteria.
What do you think's behind all this hysteria?
You know, it's the police state. As an Italian, I'm ashamed of the Italians. They got a new Mussolini over there.
They shut down their country.
They cut down the entire country. The entire country. They're destroying businesses. They're destroying people's lives. Oh, 490 people died. Oh, yeah. Who's dying? Elderly people that are chronically ill. And Italy has the oldest population in Europe.
They do. That's true. That's a fact.
So this is all hysteria. And it's destroying the economy. It's destroying people's lives. I have to go to Dallas. I got to fly there next week. I'm not going. And you know why I'm not going? Because of the police state. I got some little freak over there in the airport that's gonna see if I got the virus, and if they think there's something wrong with me, put this guy in quarantine.
Yeah, you could be putting yourself in quarantine. That's a good point. I hadn't thought about the police state angle of it because I haven't traveled on a plane.
Go to YouTube. Look up our last Trends in the News. Mm-hmm. Go Gerald Celente on YouTube. This is the police state. I got this little clown boy over here in New York, Andrew Cuomo, the governor, a little boy born on third base like his brother Chris on the Cartoon News Network. If daddy wasn't Mario Cuomo, these little two little boys
they'd be doing anything. They'd be at Walmart. They'd be at the grocery store saying paper or plastic. Yeah.
Yeah,
I agree.
So
with
anyway,
you.
He brought out the National Guard. He gave himself the powers last week to declare emergency, state of emergency. This little clown boy, this is going on all. A little jerk over there in Maryland. What's this guy's name? Holder, Handjob,
yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
The governor. Three cases.
Mm-hmm.
They call the state of emergency.
Why are they doing this?
How many people got shot in Baltimore last night?
Is this? You think this is about control? Is that what you think? Is that what you're saying?
They're using it. The puppet masters are using the prostitutes' hysteria to take control.
Gerald, hold on to that thought, Gerald. I got to take a quick break. Folks, I warned you. I warned you to buckle your seatbelts. I warned you to pull them tight. Do not unbuckle. Gerald Celente and I will be right back.
I ain't got no woman just to call my special friend.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.